The medical tourism will be addressed at a conference in Vancouver this week. Healthcare brokers, academics, and doctors are in the city to better understand what has become a multi-billion dollar industry. Robert Zimmerman has more.
SFU bioethicist Jeremy Snyder says there's a long list of medical services that people are crossing borders for.
Like hip replacements, but we have speakers talking about what's called reproductive tourism, which is going abroad for surrogacy, organ tourism, where you go abroad to essentially purchase human organs like kidneys.
All of these treatments and the ethical questions that go with them will be discussed at the conference. SFU health geographer Valerie Crooks is one of the organizers.
From which people can actually come together, share ideas and concerns that they have, and start working towards thinking about solutions.
Jeremy Snyder says the ethical questions are particularly important here in BC because the provincial government has tried to attract patients from other provinces and countries.
On the one hand, that might be a great thing if that brings in lots of cash. That does, again, create worries that you'll have a lot of shifting of medical professionals into the private system. And
Snyder says that situation is flipped around when BC patients get treatment elsewhere. He says people in less developed countries can suffer if medical resources are drained for foreign clientele. Robert Zimmerman, CBC News, Vancouver.